Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Maratzi Sheyichyu. And Lili Nishmas, Moreno Arab Yukasil Yehuda Ben Arab Tzvi. And this is from the, we've been going through the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Klozen Begarevis, Husio Ganaleinu. And this is from his Igros. They have the set of Sfarim Shefa Chaim Michtavei Torah, six volumes. So, first volume, the ninth letter. This was written the end of Tavshin Yitzayin, approximately 1957. Acharei Drisha Shalom Chematov, he's writing to the Vaad She'eris HaPleita, many Holocaust survivors. Biyuni Bin Yanei Diyoma, after seeking out your peace, I want to share with you that I was looking at Inyanei Diyoma, as I do, the Tkufas Hashana, yearly. And I was learning the Rambam Perek Beis, Mehilchos Tshuva, Haloche Vav. Rambam writes, even though tshuva and tzaka are good for the world, during the asevus he made tshuva from Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it's yafe b'yoseh u'miskabelis hi miyad. During the asevus he made tshuva, it's the nicest and it's received immediately. Shenamar dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo. Seek out Hashem when he is around. So the best time for tshuva and sa'aka is the seles he made tshuva. And then the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." Rather, Rambam says, "Bamedvar mamurim biyachid." Aval tzibur kol zman she'osim tshuva v'tzo'akin b'leiv shalem him nanim. But at tzibur, as long as they are doing tshuva and crying out with a complete heart, they are answered. So this is so that only during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva tshuva and tzaka are effective, that's only biyachid. But tzibur, it's always effective. Mi kashem elokeinu, who is like God, who always answers us. In the Sefer Parshas Drochim, the beginning of the 13th Drush, he notes that the beginning of the Rambam is like Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok in the Seches Rosh Hashanah says that this is on page Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Yafet Se'aka La'odem Ben Koidim Gzal Din Ben La'achal Gzal Din. That tzaaka is good for a person no matter what. When the Rambam writes about how good a tzaaka is, the Rambam's quoting Rav Yitzchak. So tchilas divrei Rambam, that tshuva v'tzaaka yafa l'olam, is like Rav Yitzchak, who says yafa tzaaka l'adam, bein kodem gzal din, bein lacha gzal din. And that would imply that no matter what, a person is, a yachid is answered. Sai before Gzardin, sai after the Gzardin, it doesn't matter. A yachid is always answered. The Gzardin de yachid nikra. The Gzardin of an individual is ripped up. So we have Rav Yitzchak, that the yachid can always rip up Gzardin. And then he concludes, and he's mechalek between a yachid and a tzibur. And then he makes a distinction between an individual and a community. That a community, an individual, his crying out only works during the Aseilas Yemei Teshuva. Whereas the Tzibur's crying out works all year round. Ulepashtin shel dvarim beperekamed Rosh Hashanah daf yutches. If you learn a simple reading of the sugya, and Rosh Hashanah 18 will indicate that only according to the Man D'Yomar, that a gzar din of a yochid is not ripped up, only according to that opinion, we are mechalek between a yochid and a tzibur. Firstly, Gemara has the opinion there of Rabbi Yochanan, that great is tshuva, that's in Yitzayinam Beis, that it rips up a person's gzal din. And we ask a kasha on him, and then the Gemara answers, no, it's not a kasha, because when you see in a brisa that it's not, that tshuva doesn't overcome, doesn't overturn a gzal din, doesn't rip up a gzal din, that's a yachid. But at Sibur, it does. So here you see a distinction between a yachid and a tzibur. And according to this distinction, a yachid doesn't rip up a gzar din, and a tzibur does rip up a gzar din. And then the Gemara goes further, discusses this again, trying to prove again and again that only a gzar din of a tzibur is ripped up, not a gzar din of a yachid. And then the Gemara says that if a gzar din of a yachid can be ripped up, can be overturned, is a dispute among Tanaim. And Rabbi Meir says that there are two patients confined to a sickbed with the identical illness. Similarly, two suspects entered before a tribunal with the identical case being brought against them. This patient recovered and was able to leave his bed, whereas that patient was not able to leave his bed. This accused suspect was spared from capital punishment. That one was not spared. So why was one merit and one not? One was saved and one wasn't. The answer is one davened properly and the other one didn't. So you see that as long as you daven properly, you can overturn a gzar din. Rev Eli Elazar Omar, this is before the gzar din, this is after the gzar din. So you see here an opinion that a gzar din of a yachid is not overturned. Rev Yitzchak says, no, Yafitzarek Aladim Ben Kod, gzar din Ben Lacher gzar din. Doesn't matter whether it's before the gzar din or after the gzar din, a yachid can always overturn a gzar din. So this whole vort of Rev Yitzchak that the Rambam brings is only according to Rav Yitzchak, who doesn't distinguish between a yachid and a tzibur. He says a yachid can overturn a gzar din. Anybody can overturn a gzar din. But according to the other opinion, according to Eliezer, not anybody can overturn a gzar din. A yachid cannot. Only a tzibur can. So the distinction, Rav Yitzchak doesn't have a distinction between a yachid and a tzibur. So how can the Rambam start with Rav Yitzchak, who doesn't distinguish between yachid and tzibur, talk about how the person has a koach to rip up a gzar din, and then go on to follow the opinion that there's a distinction between a yachid and a tzibur? And then weiter in the Gemara, you see that how do you know that a decree issued against the community, against the tzibur, is never sealed? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that you can rip it up. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk that tells you, "Dear Shu Hashem, Yimatsu Hashem is always near," and meaning "Dear Shu Hashem" when he's found, meaning sometimes he's around, sometimes he's not. And the Gemara answers, "A yachid only during certain times, and a tzibur always." When is a yachid? Yes, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So again, you have this. This is what the Rambam is basing himself on. So we have this distinction here between a yachid and a tzibur, that the yachid only gets Hashem during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and a tzibur at all times. Okay, that's according to those who make the distinction between yachid and tzibur. That a yachid cannot overturn the gzar din, and a tzibur can. So according to that opinion, we say, yeah, a yachid cannot overturn the gzar din. However, that's only the rest of the year. But during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he can. And a tzibur can always overturn the gzar din. So that's if those who make a distinction between a yachid and a tzibur, so we at least give the yachid the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But Rav Yitzchak, he says that you can always cry out before gzar din, after gzar din. He doesn't hold this whole distinction between a yachid and a tzibur. In Pashtus, he doesn't say only during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It comes later in the Gemara, according to the opinion that's trying to reconcile two contradictory psukim. Does Hashem always answer us, or only at certain times? How be yachid, how be tzibur? But Rav Yitzchak doesn't subscribe to that. So how can the kitzur of the kasha is, how can the Rambam quote paskin both two contradictory opinions? The opinion that a yachid can overturn a gzar din at all times, and then the opinion that makes a distinction between a yachid and a tzibur. Another halal in the Rambam is the Rambam says that even though tshuva and tzaka are yafa la'olam, during Asara Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's yafa b'yoser miskabelas miyad. It's beautiful and it's immediately accepted. What does it mean yafa b'yoser, and what does it mean miskabelas miyad? That b'shar Yom Rosh Hashanah, it's not miskabel miyad. So it appears as follows. Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zetzal, a davar boru, like it says in Maseches Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, ein mekifin b'chilul Hashem, uv'chidush ha'gadus me'aruch. What does it mean? Ein mekifin bechil Hashem. Hashem doesn't wait until you have a schus against that avera in order to be doicha the avera. When it comes to chil Hashem, there's no hakaf. Hashem doesn't wait. There could very well be immediate retribution, and that is one source. And also, it says in Rosh Hashanah that igzar din of a yachid is a machlokas tanaim that we read before. That two people got sick or have a judgment. And one is saved and the other one isn't, because one davened properly and one didn't daven properly. So that's why the one was saved and the other wasn't. Rebbe Lazar says this is before Gzar Din, then he is saved, and the one after Gzar Din is not saved. And Rebbe Yitzchak says that no, Yafet Sa'akaladim Bein Kodim Gzar Din Bein La'achar Gzar Din. Rebbe Yitzchak holds that Yafet Sa'aka, that Sa'aka is good, Yafet Sa'aka, Sa'aka is beautiful. That in what sense? That it's madche the gzar din, that it pushes off the gzar din until when? Until the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And then memela, even the gzar din of the yachid, is ripped up. Like we see later on in the Gemara. When is that? Elo Aseres Yamim, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Amar Rebbe Bar Avuha. It's talking about after gzar din. So in fact, Rabbeinu is suggesting that Rabbi Yitzchak really does subscribe to this notion that a yachid can only rip up the gzar din during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So what's the koyach of the yachid? What does it mean? That it's yafeh his tzaka? And so far as his tzaka pushes off the gzar din, when it comes to Chil Hashem, there's no pushing off gzar din. When it comes, normally, you can push off the gzar din until the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then comes the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then the Yachid can rip it up. So that's how we can learn Pshat in Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Rambam really is consistent. That everybody holds, even Rabbi Yitzchak would hold, that a Yachid can only rip up the Gzar Din during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And the reason Tzaka is always good is because what the Tzaka does is it pushes off the Gzar Din until Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then comes Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then rips it up. So now, Yushav Meod Loshen HaKodesh Shel Rabbeinu, Rambam. And one in the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yitzchak, that Alpha Pisha Tshuva Batzaka Yafa Loilam Batsara Yamchim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Yafa Biyoser, Umiskabeles Himiyad. It's received immediately. In other words, the rest of the year, what does it do? It pushes off the carrying out of the divine decree. And during Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, it's Miskabeles Miyad. It rips it up immediately. It's Yafa B'Yoser. Yofi, Maran Rav says, is when you have harmony, when things work together. So the beauty is that punct at this time, when you have good timing, right? Anyone who's a sports fan knows. Music also, timing is of the essence. So if you have good timing, a beautiful play is when it's well timed. That's beauty. So here also, it's great timing. He's doing tshuva during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and thereby Hashem forgives him. Because that's the right time, and Hashem forgives him immediately. So that's pshat in the Rambam, possibly. Another he'ora, mitivrei Ashas, Tainis, Davches, Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ein tfilato shel Adam nishmat, Ele im kein meisim nafsho b'chapo, Ukim shmol amrola, Devevelevi b'darash, Vayifatu b'fiem, V'afo pichen v'hurachu micha p'rovoin, Leikashya kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. The Gemara says that a person's tefillah is only heard if he davens with a lev shalem. The Gemara asks if that's really true, because Shmuel stood up in a mora, like an amora that was near a microphone, and he would scream it loud, and he darshened, "Vayifatu b'fiyam u'v'lashonu v'chaz v'lo," that we weren't honest, our hearts weren't with us, and we weren't faithful to Hashem's covenant. And yet the next pasuk says, "V'hu rachim mechaper avon," that Hashem, the merciful one, forgive sin. So you see that you don't have to daven with a lev shalem. And the Gemara's answer is, it depends. Kan be yachid. If a yachid davens, he has to daven. Bidarf tzizayin. Aber when a tzibur davens, a tzibur can not be so holding with the tefillah. That's the special koyach of the tefillahs at tzibur. But the yachid doesn't really, but a yachid has to have special kavana. So that's the Gemara in Meseches Tainis. So you see that Betzibur Beloy Chavona V'Hurachum Yechaper Avon. As Madua Rambam Beluchot Tshuva Iskir Aval Betzibur V'Chulei V'Tzoyakin Beleiv Sholem. The Rambam says that the Tzibur has to scream with a Leiv Sholem. You see in the Gemara in Tainis, you don't need a Leiv Sholem. Why do you need the Lev Shalem? That's against the Gemara in Tainis. Gemara in Tainis doesn't necessitate a Lev Shalem for a Tzibur. So maybe the Rambam will hold that the distinction between a Yachid and a Tzibur is based on the Gemara in Brachos and of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. That Hamispal, Tzor Sheikh Havim Libo, etc., Bikiva, when he would daven with the Tzibur, Hayim Mekatzer. And then when he would daven alone, he would daven a really, really long tefillah. With the tzibur, he would keep it short. So this is brought lahalacha in the Rambam Perek Vav Mehilchos Tefillah Halacha Beis, that because of toilach hatzibur, even if he's not mechabin kolkach, odif tfei, because of toilach hatzibur, even if you're not, you don't want to cause the tzibur any inconvenience, even if a person doesn't have so much kavana, it's still better to daven with the tzibur. Hurachum yechaper avoin. And the merciful God will atone for sins. And with this, the Rashi is very correct in Tainus. He writes, "B'tzibur tfilasim nishmas afal pisha ein lev kulam shalem." What does the Rashi write? "Ein lev kulam." In other words, most of them are mechavein, just some, not all of them. He should have said Ein Libam Shalem. In other words, Rashi is changing from the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that they're not having proper kavana. They're like seducing Hashem with their mouth, but their hearts aren't with them. They're not having proper kavana. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, all of them aren't having proper kavana. Where did Rashi get that from? So what's the answer? The answer is that Rashi is learning like the Rambam. And that is that the Ikar Tzibur are mechavin. Just there are a few yechidim because of Torah HaTzibur. They don't want to cause people trouble. They're not mechavin. And nevertheless, these yechidim are included in the Tzibur. In other words, the Rambam, when he paskins that Tzibur has a daven b'leiv shalem, l'maisa that Tzibur has a daven b'leiv shalem. The Gemara says it doesn't matter. The Gemara in Tainus says Tzibur doesn't have to have a b'leiv shalem. No. The Rambam and Rashi are learning the same way, that most of the Tzibur has to have a b'leiv shalem. Just there are a few individuals in the Tzibur that don't, b'mpnei Torah HaTzibur, like Rabbi Akiva. That when he would daven, when you daven, you have to have kavanah. When Rekib would daven with the tzibur, he would shorten his tefillah with nei terech hatzibur. So the Rambam isn't going against the Gemara. What the Gemara means, according to the Rambam, is that the tzibur doesn't need kavanah, means the whole tzibur doesn't need kavanah. Those who need aren't able to have kavanah because of terech hatzibur, so they don't have to. Hashem is okay with the tefillah, even despite those yechidim. But most of the tzibur still has to have kavanah, and therefore the Rambam says that a tzibur has a daven b'leiv shalem. And if what we're saying is correct, then we can add that the Maila Vaseras Yimei Tshuva is that a Yachid is like a Tzibur. So even though a Tshuva and Sa'aka, normally, ideally, one should have a Leiv Shalem, but during the Aseras Yimei Tshuva, Leiv Shalem isn't so necessary. And that's what it means, Miskabelas Himiyad, Afal Pishen Omesim Nafsho B'chapo. It's accepted immediately, despite the fact that he doesn't necessarily have complete kavana, because this person now is the kavana of a tzibur. His kavana counts like the kavana of a tzibur, this yachid. So even if it isn't shalem, it's still okay, because a tzibur also doesn't have to have kavana shalema. And during a seres yimei tshuva, yachid's like a tzibur. So this is not a good thing to say when you're giving a sicha sesayrus to get people to daven with kavana. Here you have a kula that Hashem will listen, even if it's not with complete kavana. But obviously, that's not the ideal. The ideal is to have kavana even for a tzibur, even all year round. And maybe that's pshat in the pasuk: Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. In other words, bizmana tshuva, seres yimei tshuva, koi machem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem. Just take the words. She'ein leiv kulam shalem, Rashi says in Tainis. Rashi says, so as long as you have the words, you say the words, that's going to be great during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. What's the Har? The Har Chazal says is a Yetzer Hara. The Sitra Achor is Mevalbel a person. So if a person's dealing with the harim, with this high mountain, the Yetzer Hara, which Chazal compared to a mountain, so may I in Yavo Ezri, where's my help going to come? How am I going to be able to have my tefillah accepted without proper kavana? Because the Sitra Achor, the dark side, is being mevalvel, messing up my kavana. Ezli meim Hashem oisei shamayim v'aretz, when the time that he's oisei shamayim v'aretz, meaning Brias Oila, meaning Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Because during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even with the harim, the tefillah is still accepted. However, Shivan Panim Latorah, based on what it says in the Sefer Marganisa de Rav in Kohelet on page 184, that even though the Ikar Tshuva is Belev, nevertheless, the Malach that doesn't know Machshavas, immediately when he hears Tshuva Bepeh, he has no Rishus Levgoabo. Mashen Kain, Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when somebody is vis-a-vis Hashem, if a person saying Tshuva but not feeling it, Od Magdi La'av, and he makes his sin even worse, Ayin Sham Dvarav HaKadoshim. So we can explain that Peshar Yemois HaShana, that the Tefillah is through the Malach HaMachnisei Tefillah. So you can do Tshuva and Tefillah. Dvarim. Aval be'aseres yimei tshuva, dir shu Hashem b'himatzo, kur b'yose karoiv. There, it's Hashem. There you're dealing directly with Hashem. So there you say, yazov rosh adarko v'shaven machshevoisa. There it has to be in your machshev, and now we're turning it around. That dafka the rest of the year, say there, so you just said it with your mouth. That's accepted. But during aseres yimei tshuva, Yazov Rosh Adarko Vishavin Machshavoisav, it has to be in your Machshavas. So therefore the Rambam is telling us a chiddush lama by Abbasar Simechuva. It's Pashat Yavdi Machavin Belev Shalem. It Klapei Shmaya Galya, but even when Tzibur is doing Tshuva, it also has to be Belev Shalem. Maybe that's why in Rosh Hashanah we're Noid L'Spala B'Kol. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkov Pebe, Siftes. Because the Kol is Ma'ira Kavana, and Rosh Hashanah Kavana is very Chamor. Maybe that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem," Hu Ba'atzmo Yechaper, not through a malach, and therefore Lifnei Hashem, Dafka Hayodei Machshavos Titaru, Givaldik. And look in the Sefer Tefillah Moshe on the pasuk, "Nichsefo Gavagam Kolson Nafshi," the Mokom HaMikdash. Uliba de Alma, the place of the Mikdash is the heart of the world. B'chinas lev ha'yeini v'libi sham, v'sham nis'oirer ha'lev ha'yisraeli. There in the Makom HaMikdash, the Jewish heart is aroused. And v'lezei Yaakov b'makom HaMikdash nasa libo el esraglav. It says that he lifted his legs, or as she says, his heart with his legs. Nasa libo esraglo v'nasa kala leches. Like Rashi there says that his heart lifted his legs. V'zeh akavana lehana l'peiru zikni b'tfila l'moshem yaros tvash al ezri yosi shemayim baratz b'zman she'asa v'aser simei tshuva. באופן הזה לפרש יברך רא השם מציון, עושה שמיים בארץ, היינו שבעשרת ימי תשובה, שצורך כוונס הלב, בזמן שהוא קרוב. ובאבנוסינו הרבים, לבבינו נסתם ממנו, אך יברכך רא השם מציון. God will bless you from Zion, that in Zion and Zion, the base of Mikdash, my lev is misoirer, and then the bracha is going to come. And even Bizman Oisei Shemaim Va'aretz, even Bizman, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So if you're in the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Lev, that's where there's this Oiris of the Lev, Vayeini V'libi Sham, my eyes and my heart are there, Kol Hayamim Melachim Aleph Tes Gimel. Beis HaMikdash is Makom of Lev, and it says in the Yaros Tvash, that is Rimei Hashem Oisei Shemayim V'aretz, which is during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and that's right. That's when Hashem made Shemayim V'aretz, and that's Yivrech Hashem Mitzion. When will Hashem bless you, Zion? When the heart is aroused, Oisei Shemayim V'aretz at that time, because since you're in the Makom HaMikdash during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when Hashem is listening, Hashem Himself is listening to you. You need your heart to be aroused. You can't just say it. Externally, but at that time Hashem will listen to you. You guys are going in the way of Hashem, says the Kleisenberg Rebbe Zchus Yogin Aleinu. And your heart is aroused for tefillah, Hashem listens, but mine is not. How can I daven before Hashem? So maybe that's why Hashem brought me to Eretz HaKodesh, that my heart should be aroused. So like he writes in his Sava, the Rebbe, that, yeah, I'm going to go to Gehenna and I'm going to get terrible punishments. And maybe afterwards I'll be zochet to go to a good place also and I'll daven for you there. But what do I have? What Torah do I have? What Maisim Tovim do I'm saying? We're talking about, wow. And he goes on a little bit more. Everybody should be moichel on me. And I've been poigeim. You should be moichel on me in both when it comes to what I did in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. Hashem Yisbarach. Hashemeya tfilas kolpe. Yishma gam tfilas ani mimas. Hamati ba'atchem l'toiva. Hashem should hear all of our tfilas. V'nizke kulanu. V'saseif b'hori tzion v'yerushalayim. Shana tovim uteras b'chol yeshu and tovim baruch nisu v'gashmias. Yedidchem v'em. V'zgalos malchus shamayim b'mheri amenu amen. Yedidchem. ואמס ובלב שלם, כושר ובאהבה עד אוילם המצפה לרומס קרן התוירה בישראל, ונחמה עס ציון בירושלים במהר וימינו אמן. And he signs his name. Beautiful, beautiful letter. Wow, הלוואי. הלוואי that our letters should look like that. Okay, thank you so much for listening, sweet friend. And of course, like I said, there's 6 volumes of Mikhtavei Torah, so we have a lot to do. Yitzhashem. Shalom, shalom.